Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am in Indianapolis for Gen Con. Today's show is sponsored by Lunar Pages, web hosting done right. It's nice, simple, easy, and awesome web hosting. I've been using it for about, 10 years, I guess, 10 to 15 years, I forget which. But you can find out more about it at markgunn.com/lunarpages. You can get, I think they have like these $4 a month plans to host your website. It's really awesome. So check it out, markgunn.com/lunarpages. So I am at Gen Con in Indianapolis, and I'm really excited to be here. This is the convention that I used to dream of back when I played Dungeons & Dragons in high school. I saw it in Dungeon Magazine, and I was like, oh, drool, I want to go to this thing. And now I've been here since I was looking back, and I haven't made it 10 years yet, but wow, I think 2007 was our first year. I came here, and it's just been growing every year, gotten better every year, and I love what they do with the convention, for the entertainment. I love it all. It's my absolute favorite convention in the world. I love coming here. I just don't want it to end. It's too soon. So I am at the convention. Last night, I had my first show, which was an Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers show. And it went great, performance-wise. Location-wise, is in this giant ballroom of sorts, this huge high ceiling. The sound just travels all over the place. And then there was an Amp Guard group playing, beating each other up in there too. So it was less than ideal situation for a performance. And the people who came out and stuck around, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Because it was definitely a big challenge. But all in all, it went well. I brought my new Roland Cube Street X amplifier, and I was very happy I did because it helped to make me audible. People would not have been able to hear me if I hadn't brought that. And I wish I had remembered this last year, because I was sitting there thinking, tonight I have the Firefly Drinking Song show, and I was telling myself last year, I need to bring a PA. Happily, I did bring a PA, but I could use another, something with a little bit more power. Well, for this one, for the cat show, well, the Wednesday night show, let's say, I kind of feel like I need to do something special with it. I mean, sound wise, meaning I need to either bring my real PA that will totally fill the room. I could blast the hell out of that, or they have these 30-person rooms. They don't have a lot of space on Wednesday nights. It's not, the evening is not designed for performances, but I thought it would be a good thing to do. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to decide what to do with that for next year. We'll see. If you have thoughts, I'd love your feedback. In the meantime, the Brobdingnagian Bards, go over there and you can get a banner. Right now I'm holding an auction on the Brobdingnagian Bards Facebook page, because I ordered a banner for Dragon Con, and I was just notified that Renaissance was horribly misspelled. And so I'm trying to unload the banner and help pay for a new banner, and that's coming. We'll see how I can do that. Nevertheless, the banner looked great, but it's a big misspelling. Fortunately, there are some people out there who are interested in, ordering this banner, and it's cool. It looks great. So, thank you. If you would like to be a part of the auction, head on over to facebook.com/Brobdingnagian Bards. Sci-Fi Drinking Songs is now on iTunes for pre-order. You can get a copy of Dr. Gallifrey, though, right now. In fact, I need to put that up on YouTube at some point. I really want someone to make a video that's, with Doctor of Gallifrey, because it's such a great song, and it would be awesome having all the clips so people could see what all the references are. It'd be really awesome. How America Saved Irish Music is now on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. for free. You can listen to it right now. Download the entire album. Jamie and I really want to get that album out and wants it to be heard. And so I got her permission to share it for free through the podcast. And if you head on over to CelticMusicPodcast.com, you can get a copy of How America Saved Irish Music. Of course, if you enjoy it, I always ask that you buy a CD. But, you know, listen to it first. Find out if you enjoy it. Then let me know. So apparently I am a rockin' auto harp repair person because this morning, or rather last night, my brand new auto harp, the pickup, stopped working on it. And so I went and said I need to fix it. So I came in here, I took off the top of the chord bars, I took out all the chord bars, I took off the edge that holds the chord bars in place. There sits my Oscar Schmidt auto harp pickup. I don't know anything about electronics or, you know, how to fix these things. So I know that there's some little wires, and I think one of them is supposed to be a dead wire, and one of them is supposed to be positive and negative. That's about all I can think. So I'm sitting here with my little screwdriver messing with that, trying to get that working, and nothing is happening. So finally, I just give up, and I put the bass back on, I put the chord bars back on, and then I, hit a string, and I'm like, wait, it's working. So, I don't know what happened, but apparently something there happened. And however, if you know anything about electronics and you happen to be in the being able to tell me something, I would love it because I don't know how long it'll last. I'm just kind of expecting that this whole thing's going to go kaput again. I got to get it back to someone who knows something about this when I get home. So the final thing I want to talk about is an idea I've been brainstorming. So I've mentioned many times the Celtic Geek Con and neglected Celtic Festival. But I'm starting to wonder, you know, I've had little response as far as people who want to help make this happen. And actually, in the last email or podcast I did, I said I want, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to have to be with you making it happen. And I've heard nothing. So that's okay. But I still am wanting to do some sort of event. So I'm kind of reforming in my mind an alternative, which is instead of a convention per se, is doing putting together like a weekend workshop type thing. And I don't entirely know what this would be about. I was thinking like an artistic weekend where we basically, we gather, you know, 20 to 30 people gather in some remote location, much like the Celtic invasions, only we're not traveling around seeing stuff. You know, we're basically in this gorgeous locale where we can go for walks and relax and a lot of downtime. I'm thinking definitely for an introverted or a get away from it all type thing. That's the sort of the idea where I'm coming from. And so what we do is, you know, during the daytime, we might have some workshops and stuff. And in the evening, we'll have music provided by yours truly. Maybe, you know, also some, you know, jam session or maybe just a movie afterwards or something. You know, something that fits the Celtic geeky nature of what I want to do with this. And I think this is a lot more reasonable idea of something I could put together. And, you know, I have, you know, internet marketing skills, something that I could work on. I'm not entirely sure the bare bones of this, how to make this come together. But I'm brainstorming the idea, and I love your feedback. If you have any thoughts or comments, please send them to me. Slaunch at Mark Gunn, or post in the show notes. So that's all the news I have for today, and I will keep you apprised of what this comes about. And I might actually try to do another Gen Con podcast, or maybe a daily show. We'll see if I can pull something off. In the meantime, you take care, and I will talk to you soon. Slaunch.